That's one of the biggest crowds I've seen for a while. Okay, so with this particular session, I want to put emphasis on this emptiness principle that I mentioned also this morning at the meal. And so with the whole course of meditation, the reason why, especially when you speak with the Kubra Acharyas or any sort of senior meditation teachers, there's specific areas that they never neglect when it comes to investigation or insight practice. They're very quite basic tools, but you actually need these in order to free the mind up and reduce one's say internal detachment, because it's all very nice, especially you can practice the summit meditation and become peaceful, content and happy, but it's just a tool. Getting peaceful is just a tool for developing your insight practice. So with insight, you can do investigation, wisdom, in quite a number of different ways. And but regardless, you can do insight practice specifically or in a very, very general sense. But when you actually look at what you're doing, look at the result, and the result should be hopefully increasing peace of mind and letting go. And because one way, because the mind's, it's quite tricky, and the mind's emotionally quite complicated, and can be quite tricky. So, regardless of what you think, when you're actually working with the mind and you're trying to develop the path, you're trying to develop letting go, develop this sense of inner detachment, sort of relinquishment to a degree, you should see a cooling of one's emotional mindset. You can do the practice in many, many different ways, but if you don't actually see any real letting go, cooling and stability, stability of mind, freedom from extreme states, provocative states of mind, where the mind's actually taken over quite quickly by very strong feelings of, say, could be greed or hatred or anything between, in between. So that'll be the test, if you actually see letting go take place. So with the whole business on both sides, both with the samatha, the quietening, the stilling of the mind, and the wisdom, the investigation, you should see on both sides, increasing peace of mind. But the test will be, if you're actually really letting go, when you're working with both sides of the practice, moving back between samatha and vipassana meditation, you should see a cooling of the passions, at least to a small degree. Otherwise, what you're doing is actually not necessarily working. But then again, some of you may have been practicing for several months, several years, but you may think that you're not actually getting anywhere whatsoever. And if you think you're not getting anywhere, just have a talk to a close friend or maybe your partner and see what they think. Because sometimes, especially on the internal level, it might be a little bit difficult for people to be, objective, because we're so affected by our emotions and our different states of mind. We may think or feel that we're not making much progress, but the people around us can see that much more clearly than you can, because you're the one who's actually getting affected by these states on a regular basis, and they may have a more accurate perception of you. So on the side of the samatha meditation, there are techniques, and then there's techniques which are like more effective. And for any of you who are very, very keen on actually you know, I wouldn't say getting somewhere in this practice, but actually making progress, you know, seeing results as the years go by. You can actually, you can structure meditation techniques even on the samatha level, where you know you maximize the results. There's all sorts of little tricks and methods that you can do, and if you're able to bring in, say, the tools from different areas, yeah, you know, you bring in different perceptions, you know, you generate very specific ideas or concepts or perceptions in the mind to maximize this sense of detachment. So anything within the, say, the four great elements, between using developing perceptions of earth, water, wind and fire, or the perceptions within the, say, the five khandhas, form, feeling, perception, sankhara, consciousness, the body practices, you know, at a level which actually makes you feel comfortable. Because there are things, you know, there are practices that you can do which lead to, say like cooling of the mind, but you emotionally you don't necessarily feel that great. You know, things like the earth element can give a person a degree of emotional heaviness, you know, if you do this practice too much. And even a Nietzsche, for some people, they don't necessarily feel so great when they do this. It's a sense of dispassion is a little bit too strong. And I've worked with quite a few over the years, and probably the best practice I've seen up to date is the emptiness principle, the anatta, the non-self. And the reason why this particular practice is so effective is, it's one of the three, you know, when you read the suttas over the Buddhist discourses, you see those three principles, three major insight avenues just coming up again and again and again, hundreds and hundreds of times in the suttas. So, you know, it's pretty crystal clear that, you need to do these to at least a small degree. And because some people, they may work with the breath and some kind of mantra format like Buddha or use Tibetan mantras and this and that, and get reasonable results. But if you really want to, you know, maximize the letting go, even when you're doing the samatha practice, you bring in this emptiness, sanya, you know, in relation with different states of mind, you know, thoughts, feelings, people, the world, the universe. And, you can just keep moving back and forth between different, those things which are essentially you're probably quite attached to. And but unfortunately for all of us, they're going to, you know, these are the things which are going to bring us back to rebirth at some point in the future. So anything within the mind that you see quite clearly is got, you know, very, very strong hold on you. And, you find sometimes, you know, you can see it absolutely crystal clear when you meditate. As soon as you start thinking of anything in particular, you know, there's attachment in the mind. You know, otherwise you could just drop that mind object, that feeling, that person within seconds. You know, you're attached, you're clinging to some idea, some concept or whatever. It could be anything. It could be something even like some incredible philosophy that you've been thinking about lately. You know, you just can't let that concept go. So what we do with this emptiness principle, you zero in, you know, whatever the mind's holding to, and you just experiment. You just do this particular practice in a very relaxed, spacious way, and you as the mind changes, and then it keeps, it moves from object to object. You just keep, you maintain that perception, and you keep that perception on track. You know, whatever the mind moves to, that's where you apply the emptiness perception, and keep reducing the power, the importance, the value of that thing you're clinging to. Even one's partner, or even the kids. You know, it's not, I'm not trying to sound very, very cold and clinical here, but you know, you don't really have any choice in the matter. You know, you have a sense of care and compassion to, you know, especially with one's family. But if you're at an in this kind of extreme situation, if you want to like free the mind, because you know every single one of us, we have very, very strong karmic connections, especially with close family and friends. And if, as long as you've got that that strong attachment to that person, absolutely guaranteed that your karma is going to bring you back with that person just over and over and over again. It could, you know, hundreds, it could be easily, you know, dozens, hundreds of times, you know, in the course of many lives in the future, which is something that you want to avoid. Because even so, for example, say somebody comes to me and says, oh, you know, you talk about detachment and this and that, but I just love my partner dearly, and I adore them. I just don't want to let them go. You know, I want to be with them in future lives. But within that kind of extreme example, that the reality is, you know, if you're doing this practice, you really don't have any choice in the matter. Whether it's you or me, that you have to make an effort in this area, because you know these things that we hold to, they are the seeds for clinging in the future. And you know, even though it may be could be incredibly subtle, you know, it could be maybe even your work or some incredible concept or realization or whatever, it could be anything. That's got the potential to bring you back and actually hold you in the rebirth process. So what I'm seeing now, let's see. What I'll do, I've got enough time for this one. We'll do like a four-stage meditation. I want you to experiment with this particular sanya, this emptiness, perception of emptiness in things, and could be anything, objects, people, sports cars, whatever. And we'll start with let's see now. I want you to start with a person. You really need to see this very, very clearly as we go along. So I want you to start with any, it can be any individual inside your circle of family and friends or outside, either a person you've got very strong passion for or really strong possibly anger or hatred. It's got to be quite intense emotion, because you want to see the result of this kind of this attitude that you're developing. But even though you may be increasing your detachment with this individual, that you still, you know, as a meditator, you still naturally develop feelings and attitudes of compassion and kindness and sensitivity. It doesn't mean that, you know, that person, you know, you absolutely, you know, sort of cut that person off. It's just you're just developing a more sort of balanced, stable, emotional mindset. So what we'll do is we'll breathe into the full chest, you know, just feel the breath in the full chest between the throat and the belly button. And the mantra you will use, choose your person that you really feel strongly about. And just formulate the mantra, that particular person. Okay, so like, for example, it could be somebody like Joseph, you know, like say Joseph, as you're breathing in, you could say the words, say like Joseph or Andrea, and then breathing out, leave a space, breathing in is empty, breathing out, leave a space in nature. The reason why I talk about having, you know, like spaces, comfortable spaces between mantra formats, because it increases the mental relaxation. Person doesn't get so tight. You're not putting too much mental pressure on and actually tiring the mind. You want to induce a state of, like, you know, relaxation, letting go. This is what we're aiming at to a large degree. So choose your person, and do your mantra very, very comfortably with spaces between the words any way that you like, and then breathe into the full chest for the next 15 minutes, just silently in the mind. So we'll narrow the focus down a little. So I want you to now place your attention on your abdomen. So as you breathe into the abdomen, just focus on the rise and the fall of the breathing at that point, at the focusing on the tummy. And we'll change the mantra to the world. The world is empty in nature. So same principle as you're breathing in, the world, breathing out, leave the space, breathing in, is empty. Breathing out, leave the space, breathing in nature. So just do that very relaxed, very comfortably for the next 20 minutes. So if you feel that you're not settling down quickly enough, just see exactly what's stopping you, what you're attached to, and then investigate that experience. Try to understand that from a say 360 degree perspective, from every possible angle, and see exactly what it's connected with, where it's coming from, the feelings involved, because the more you increase your understanding of these states, the easier it is to let them go. So narrow the focus down again. I want you to place your attention around the mouth and the lips, and then watch the breathing cycle on the periphery of that point. So focus on the mouth, and then, you know, get that sense of breathing at that point. And we'll change the mantra again to the universe. Same principle again, the universe, breathing in, breathing out, leave the space is empty. Breathing out, leave the space, breathing in nature. So do the same principle again in a relaxed way to the end of the sit. coming towards the end of the meditation, so just reflect back and see what you actually did with the process which was of benefit to you. So ring the gong 3 times so you can open your eyes when you're ready. Has anybody got any questions on the meditation at all? Something I'll mention, if any of you get any kind of reaction with this practice, because it's a little bit more heavy duty, always just do some metta, at least 1 or 2 minutes of metta for yourself. If you don't, if you don't feel comfortable with this kind of practice. But one thing, even with this kind of style of practice, if you find that you still don't settle down and you want to, say, increase the strength of the samatha, one thing I'd recommend is you go to one of the, especially the external parts of the body, either head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, and then go through the emptiness principle on one of these objects. So for example, head hair is empty in colour and smell. Head hair is empty in thickness and length. Head hair is empty in so cleanliness and uncleanliness. Head hair is emptiness in growth rate and life expectancy. So you go right through. There's got to be at least a dozen, possibly even 15, 16. And the knowledge, as you develop, as you focus in on that one object, because it's the external part of the body and it's bodily based, this practice is even firmer again. So if you find that you still can't calm down with the light perceptions of emptiness, then go to the body and focus on one aspect of the body and then just go through. You can either go through one and then look at the effect, because the bottom line is there's no point in actually working with anything if you don't get results. So you just experiment and see what works for you. But if you get any kind of unpleasant reaction, always do the loving kindness for at least 1 or 2 minutes for oneself before you do this kind of format. So we'll finish up.